Jan Antonín Lossy was born in 1650 into a Bohemian family living in Prague. His father had moved there from Switzerland and had a number of business interests. He was involved in defending Prague from Swedish troops in 1648 and was ennobled as a result. Lossy, in his early 30s, inherited his father's title and wealth, and that allowed him to focus on his life's biggest love, music. He was well-travelled, absorbing the musical influences of France and Italy as he went. Lossy's skill as a lutenist became well-known, and his fame spread. He was even described as a prince on the lute. He composed, taking his lute on all his journeys, so that when a good idea came to him, he had the horses stopped and he could write down the phrase. He never published his music, but fortunately some of his original scores have survived. When Kapellmeister Stolzel spent 3 years in Prague, he came to know Count Lossy, and he wrote an account of his daily musical activities. In the morning, he spent some hours in bed, playing a small lute. Sometimes he had a musical idea which he wrote down and locked up in a box, specially for the purpose. After his midday meal, he played the violin. If he liked a passage, he would repeat it several times, and holding on to a well-placed dissonance, he would call out, "È una nota d'oro." This is a golden note. In the evening, he would be entertained by a musical concert. Lossy, at this time, was about 65, and it's known that he had a heart complaint, which may explain why he spent the morning in bed. Recently, the lutenist Jakob Lindberg has brought out a disc of Lossy's lute music. I was taken by the title, Nota d'oro, the golden note. My favourite track on this disc is a serene chaconne in F major by Lossy. So here is Jakob Lindberg playing chaconne in F major by Lossy. That was the chaconne in F major by Lossy, played on the lute by Jakob Lindberg. To hear this again, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.